For 6 years, Hank Haney was the guy who was supposed to tell Tiger Woods how to improve his golf game. Maybe there have been more daunting jobs if, say, somebody was in charge of telling William Shakespeare how to write plays that would endure, or perhaps there was somebody whose job was to spot Duke Ellington's clinkers. Anyway, even the best golfers have coaches, and Hank Haney served in that capacity for Tiger Woods from 2004 until 2010, which means he was on the job when Tiger's extracurricular activities hit the headlines and he stopped winning tournaments. Hank Haney's book, The Big Miss, has just been published. Mr. Haney, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me on.
You write that you were thrilled when Tiger Woods called and asked you to work with him. Why?
Well, that's the opportunity of a lifetime for any teacher, any coach, to be able to have an opportunity to work with a player the magnitude of Tiger Woods. Tiger, you know, was already the best player in the world, and to get a chance to observe and learn from his greatness and hopefully contribute to it was an opportunity that I cherished.
How long was it before you felt that he had started sending this message, and I'm quoting now from the book, "When I play bad, when I don't win, it's your fault"?
Well, I mean, that was about the second time that I got together with him. It's not that uncommon.
You concluded at one point in your relationship with Tiger Woods that, quote, "winning gave him permission to remain a flawed and in some ways immature person." It sounds like a psychologist's diagnosis. Were you at all hesitant to publish that sort of analysis?
You know, not really. I mean, these are my opinions. You know, obviously they're formed from observations and from, you know, years of coaching. And but this book is largely my opinion.
You write of, and here I'm quoting again, "the insane drive that was vital to his greatness." Insane, that's pretty extreme.
You know, obviously, Tiger is an incredibly gifted and great athlete and performer. Great, great performers, they are different. And, you know, the one thing that I observed about Tiger was that he is definitely different. He had this incredible drive. He had this determination that, you know, even though I had coached over 200 touring pros, I had never seen before. His, you know, determination and his drive, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen.
Throughout his career, Tiger Woods has been surrounded by people who celebrate him and celebrate his achievements and protect him in great part from the press when he wants to be protected. Did that have anything to do with the fact that he eventually got involved in all these affairs that, of course, became public and brought him down?
Well, just in general, when people have problems, you know, they usually have enablers that enable them to be that way. You know, I never knew that he was having these affairs. Steve Williams, his caddy, never knew. You know, the first time that I ever knew that there was even an inkling of a problem was when Tiger's agent, Mark Steinberg, called me. And this was a week or so before the whole scandal broke. And he said, "There's going to be an article come out in the National Enquirer, and it's about Tiger and this girl, but it's not true. None of it's true, and everything's going to be okay." And, you know, of course, you know, a couple weeks later, he hit the fire hydrant, and, you know, it turned out to be true, and that and a lot more.
I have to say that after reading The Big Miss, it's hard not to conclude that Tiger Woods, for all his undeniable brilliance on the golf course and his charitable work and his public contention that he intends to rediscover Buddha, is an egomaniacal, spoiled, and selfish man inclined to paranoia. I don't know if that was the impression that you intended to create.
I was really just trying to tell an honest story and be as fair and honest as I could, and I feel like that's what I did. There's certainly far more positive things than negative things. I think it's up for the reader to draw their own conclusions.
At the end of the book, you express your gratitude to Tiger Woods for the insight he provided you regarding the phenomenon of greatness, is the way you put it. What's the nature of that insight?
I learned so much from being around Tiger. I mean, not just about golf, but about, you know, what it took to perform, you know, at a high level for an extended period of time. A lot of people can do things, you know, great things for a short period of time, but very few can do it over an extended period of time. At one stretch during the time when I coached him, he won 7 tournaments in a row. Another stretch, he won 6 tournaments in a row. And that's unique because most of the time, touring players that win a tournament, they have trouble the next week playing. You know, they're such a great high, and then they come down off that. I never looked at Tiger and thought, you know, well, he shouldn't be like this, or it'd be better if he was like this. I just looked at it as this is part of why he's so great. And these things that are different about him, this complex individual, explains his greatness to me in many ways.
Hank Haney is the author of The Big Miss, My Years Coaching Tiger Woods, and the book is published by Crown Archetype. Hank, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on.